This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. While the national conversation is focused on a border wall, one Northeast Texas community is seeing the debate from a different angle. Last August, federal agents raided a trailer factory and arrested scores of workers. In the small town of Honeygrove, schools are helping shaken families. The day of the raid still haunts Principal Tammy Mariani.
We had kids who were scared to death that when they got out of school that day, they wouldn't see their dad again or their mom again. And it was just extremely difficult because it affected everybody.
Here in Honeygrove, 90 miles east of Dallas, everybody knows each other. Kids grew up together. They go to church together. On that day, moms called schools, afraid immigration agents were coming for them. Students cried. Counselors came in.
My kids are old enough that they carry their phones with them. They started getting text messages. Really hard day.
That day, agents from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested nearly 160 workers at Load Trail. The factory makes trailers for vehicles and is a 20-minute drive from Mariani's high school. Officials say it was the largest raid at a single site in a decade. At Honeygrove ISD, 23 students had parents detained.
To me, it just makes me sad knowing that my parents have worked really hard and it just makes me really sad to see what they have to go through.
That's 16-year-old Abigail Rubio. She was at lunch when a friend walked up, asking if she'd heard about the raid. She thought it was a joke. It wasn't. Her dad was one of the workers picked up by ICE. He was eventually released, but his case, like hundreds of thousands around the country, is backlogged. His next court date is sometime next year. 6 months after the raid, Abigail's emotions are still raw.
Imagine if this was happening to you and your family, how would you feel? We just need the support that we can get to get through the hard times.
A lot of that support has come from the school district. It comes in the form of letters teachers and staff have written for her and other students. The letter explains to a judge that Abigail's dad shows an interest in her education. The district has also collected donations and even shuttled people to and from court.
Our faculty has always seen this as a human issue, not a political issue.
That's Todd Morrison, superintendent of Honeygrove Schools.
Whatever your belief is, and I know it's a hot topic right now, but when it comes down to it, I've got 23 kids that were involved in this, and their world's been turned upside down.
Ms. Wood, y'all have a great afternoon.
Morrison stands outside Honeygrove Elementary, saying goodbye to kids for the day.
How are you, ladies?
Good.
How was school day?
Good.
Folks here call Morrison coach. He used to lead the football team, and like any coach, he rallies his staff, students, and their families. One afternoon last December, he sat quietly on a bench on the 10th floor of the federal courthouse in downtown Dallas. A former student sat next to him, his head buried in his hands. Morrison drove the young man and his father the hour and a half to court.
His family has been a part of the school system as long as my family has, and so we definitely have a bond. And so I was trying to just ease his tension as much as possible about the unknown.
Trauma experts say an immigration raid can have long-lasting effects. That's why getting kids to do something they enjoy can help.
Now performing, Honeygrove High School.
In February, Honeygrove High School students traveled to Grapevine to compete in show choir, Spanish, and other events. David Gámez was one of the singers. It was a spiritual moment. His dad and uncle were detained in the raid. They were released and are going through the judicial process. David is 17. He worries a lot.
Because you start thinking about, what the problems that are going to arise. You start thinking about how you're going to meet your needs. You start thinking about how they're being treated and how you're going to go through life without them.
For now, David waits for his dad's next court date. And while he waits, what keeps him and his family going is faith. Stella Chavez, KERA News.